Welcome to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour we'll be playing the music of a jazz icon whose career in Hollywood spanned nearly 40 years. It's Satchmo, Take Two, Louis Armstrong at the Movies, coming up on this edition of Nightlights.
Thank you.
Louis Armstrong as Wild Man Moore, jamming with Sidney Poitier and Paul Newman in the 1961 movie Paris Blues. Newman's trombone playing dubbed by Murray McCachern and Poitier's saxophone work done by Paul Gonzalez. Duke Ellington wrote the score for the film, in which Newman and Poitier play two American expatriate jazz musicians living in Paris. We're playing music from the movies of Louis Armstrong on this edition of Nightlights. Armstrong, of course, was known as a legendary, innovative trumpeter, a vocalist who had a profound impact on jazz singing, and a dynamic entertainer. And he got a chance to showcase all of these aspects of his talent in 28 full-length films and several short features that he made between 1931 and 1969. Generally, his roles fell into two categories, musical presence and comic relief. He popped up in all sorts of cinematic places, including such oddities as the 1959 movie The Beat Generation and the 1965 Connie Francis vehicle When the Boys Meet the Girls, as well as high-powered musicals such as High Society and the Black Star classic Cabin in the Sky. And his celluloid impact even extended beyond his death, as we'll hear later on in the program. Louis Armstrong's association with the movie industry began after he left Chicago in 1930 to get away from deteriorating relationships with his wife Lil and his drummer Zeddy Singleton, and he took up residency at a Los Angeles nightclub. Some of his first appearances on film were unfortunately reflective of the times for African Americans in 1930s Hollywood. He turned into a cannibal in a Betty Boop cartoon and was featured in a leopard skin robe and a 3-foot-high headdress in the short Rhapsody in Black and Blue, playing in a mass of soap bubbles that were supposed to suggest clouds. His role in the 1936 Bing Crosby film Pennies from Heaven perpetuated stereotypes as well, but it was a step up and helped to establish his movie career. The stereotypes persisted in the 1938 film Going Places, in which Armstrong played a stable hand named Gabriel in charge of a horse named Jeepers Creepers, which calms down only when it hears the song of the same name. The song, written by Johnny Mercer and Harry Warren, won an Academy Award nomination and became quite popular. We'll hear it now, along with an Armstrong musical outtake from the all-star 1943 black film Cabin in the Sky, some dialogue from that movie in which Armstrong plays a devilish assistant to Lucifer Jr., and an Armstrong duet with actress Dorothy Dandridge as well, from Pillow to Post. First, Louis Armstrong and Jeepers Creepers on Nightlights.
Care what the weatherman says, when the weatherman says it's raining, you never hear me complaining. I'm certain the sunshine. I don't care how the weather vane points, when the weather vane points to gloomy, it's got to be sunny to me. When your eyes look into mine, oh jeepers creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Oh gosh, all get up, I'd to get so lit up. Gosh, all get up, I'd to get that size. Oh golly gee, when you turn the heaters on, woe is me, got to put my cheetahs on. Jeepers creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers have hypnotized.
Yeah.
Where'd you get those eyes?
Gate.
Where'd you get those eyes?
That.
Where'd you get those eyes? Papa, do 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 do
do do do do do do do. Why can't we flood little Joe with money? Barrels of money. Make him rich and watch him come down here quicker than that.
I don't know. It's awful good.
Think of all the success we've had with rich souls up there. Give a man money, watch him act funny.
It ain't bad, Junior.
Now, how you figure you're gonna make little Joe so rich?
How about a sweepstake ticket?
Oh, ain't that a little corny?
Oh, no, man. Ain't little Joe always buying chances on some kind of ticket that don't bill?
Yeah. I just remember, he's got one right now.
We'll all reap. If Lucifer can fix it for that ticket to pay off, then we'll call in a gal that we know is going to help us.
Miss Georgia Brown.
The same. We as good as got little Joe on the broiler right now.
That sounds better than apple gag to me.
Oh, I guarantee it personally.
Life is short, short, brother. Ain't it the truth? And there is no other. Now, ain't it the truth? You got to shoot the works while you still got your youth. Ain't it the solid truth? There was a guy called Adam. Ain't it the truth? He said, look here, madam. Ain't it the truth? You got to bite that apple while you still got that tooth. Ain't it the silent truth? Lord gave you wine and gin to drown your troubles in. What's all this talk of sin? Rise and shine and fall in line. Get the new religion. Ain't it the truth? Before you is dead vision. Now ain't it the truth? Cause when you're laying horizontal in a telephone booth, there'll be no breeding spells. That's only natural. Ain't it the gospel truth?
don't you? Baby, will you, won't you? Please make up your mind. What you say? Do I get that little kiss? What you say? Must you let me down like this? Time's a-wasting. What's it all about? I just want to know whether I'm in or out. What you say? Don't you think you mean a thing? What you say? To say it. Okay, here I come from out of the blue to make you happy. And what do you do?
Now, honey, you pitched a boogie-woogie. Shame on you.
Have I got you, baby? What you say? All I want to know is do you, don't you? Baby, will you, won't you?
Well, I'll reach.
Oh, baby.
Look here, girl, don't you start that stuff, yeah.
Have I got you, baby? What you say?
Dorothy Dandridge and Louis Armstrong singing a duet, What You Say, from the 1945 film Pillow to Post, a scene that was cut from versions distributed in the South because it was considered to be too sexually charged. Armstrong's 1937 duet with Martha Raye, an artist and model, suffered a similar fate, especially since Raye was white. We also heard a musical outtake from the 1943 movie Cabin in the Sky, Armstrong performing Ain't It the Truth, and some dialogue from that movie with Armstrong, a brainstorming helper for Lucifer Jr., and Armstrong singing Johnny Mercer and Harry Warren's Jeepers Creepers from the 1938 movie Going Places. Louis Armstrong was from New Orleans, and in 1947, a Hollywood film starring him, Billie Holiday, and many other stellar musicians came out, named after the city of his birth. Set in 1917, the film in its initial planning stages seemed a promising departure from most cinematic fare of the time. Armstrong and Holiday were to portray jazz musicians who leave the city and take their careers on the road. With each rewrite of the script, their roles were diminished, and ultimately the film centered around a white cabaret owner and his love affair with a white opera singer. Still, in some ways, the film did raise the cachet of Armstrong's profile as a jazz musician. He's seen performing in a tuxedo at a European concert, and he's presented with a copy of his 1936 autobiography, Swing That Music. We'll hear him presenting a musical narrative from that film, along with two other post-World War II Armstrong celluloid appearances, Ain't Misbehavin' from The Strip, and the theme from another film set in New Orleans, Glory Alley, first Louis Armstrong in Where the Blues Were Born in New Orleans, on Nightlights.
Come gather round my stand and hear Satchmo's happy Dixie band. Now I know some people call it corn, but right here is where the blues were born.
Hear that music, blue, just the thing that you like to strut to on the floor. Hear the slide trombone and trumpet moan as you're coming through the door. I'll guarantee that you'll never see like the likes of them again.
Stomp your feet
to the beat of my Dixie music, men. Everybody move, get right in the groove.
There ain't nothing you can lose.
Now right here's the spot where we'll all get hot. That's the mess of blues. Here's the place to slap and spank that bass. Hear the music. And I mean, this is where the blues is born. The New Orleans. Let me introduce Mr. Charlie Beal.
Piano man, can he spiel? Only got two hands, but that's a plenty. But when he plays, it sounds like 20.
And here's Kid Ulrich on the horn. Greatest slide man ever born. Plays trombone, smears with laughing notes. No human being ever wrote. Everybody knows Judy Singleton.
Can beat them sheepskins like no one.
Cymbals, bells, and all that stuff. I'll give all the face and treat them love. And then here's Bonnie Bigard, his clarinet. You ain't
never heard nothing like him yet. When he cuts loose, I know you'll roar. Mr. Big Eyes, please give me more. Now here's Bud Scott and his old guitar. Always smoking that big cigar. He's the rhythm man of a great renown. Give a listen while he goes to town. Red Callender, meet him face to face. He's the one that plays that old slap bass. He started out with a violin, and the doggone thing just grew up on him. And there's me, excuse my crust, introduce myself, my must. I'm Satchmo Armstrong, don't forget, I got to get up out on the old cornet. Last of all, meet Mr. Nick, gambling man, and he's mighty slick. He's the boss man of this place in Howe. Mr. Nick, please stand up and take a bow. Talk with all by myself, no one to walk with. I'm happy on the shelf, misbehaving, save my love. Oh, baby, diddles, but daddy, no for certain, the one in love. Through plating, you don't think now, misbehaving. Oh, baby, but those bubble do do that. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, and I don't care. All your kisses worth waiting for, believe me. I don't stay out late, don't care to go. Body being radio, misbehaving, same love. Thank you.
Let me tell you a story about a place I know. It's on an alley where most folks wouldn't go.
If you always done right and you never done wrong, if you ain't never sinned, then you just don't belong in Glory Alley, Glory Alley. Hear that trumpet moan in Glory Alley. It's a street of despair where the blues fill the air. When you all alone in Glory Alley, faded dreamers, jaded schemers, they're the folks you know in Glory Alley. You searched almost in vain for a rose in the rain. Flowers seldom grow in Glory Alley. But once in a while, just one rose appears, warmed by a smile and watered with tears. A beautiful rose that blooms in night. Some how you feel of that heaven's in sight. Glory Alley, Glory Alley. What a grand and glorious finale. It's the street of despair, but you can still find heaven there. That's the Glory Alley.
Louis Armstrong doing Glory Alley from the 1952 film of the same name, set in New Orleans, with Armstrong as a boxing trainer named Shadow Johnson. Before that, we heard Armstrong and his old friend Jack Teagarden doing Ain't Misbehavin', an outtake from The Strip, a 1951 movie in which Mickey Rooney plays a returning Korean War vet who joins Armstrong's band. And we started off with Armstrong doing a musical narrative where the blues were born in New Orleans from the 1947 film New Orleans, which also starred Billie Holiday. In subsequent years, Armstrong would frequently sing the song Holiday performed in the movie, Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans? We'll have more music from the films of Louis Armstrong in just a few moments. Production support for this program comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Satchmo, Take Two, Louis Armstrong in the Movies on Nightlights. Thank you. We're playing music from the movies of Louis Armstrong on this edition of Nightlights. You can hear many more previous Nightlights programs on our website by clicking on the Shows tab at nightlights.indiana.edu. Louis Armstrong appeared in 28 full-length films and a number of short features from the early 1930s to the late 1960s. In some of his films, such as the Glenn Miller story and the Five Pennies, biopics respectively of the famous bandleader and of the trumpeter Red Nichols, Armstrong is portrayed as a friendly, inspiring character who helps elevate the white musical protagonist to greater heights. We'll hear some of his dialogue with Danny Kaye playing Red Nichols from The Five Pennies, along with one of their musical performances. First, a very significant movie role for Armstrong, the 1956 Cole Porter musical High Society, which found him in the company of Frank Sinatra, Grace Kelly, and Bing Crosby. Crosby plays a wealthy Newport rebel and songwriter who sponsors jazz festivals and performs a riveting duet with Louis Armstrong, to whom Crosby refers as You Know Who, indicating Armstrong's older lion stature in 1956 American popular culture. Bing Crosby and Louis Armstrong, Now You Has Jazz on Nightlights.
Dear gentlefolk of Newport, or maybe I should say hats and cats, I want you to lend an ear because, I want you to hear some really shimmering sharps and flats. For these cozy virtuosi, just about the greatest in the trade, are fixing to show you now precisely how, or approximately, jazz music is made. Well, you take some skins, jazz begins, and you take a bass. Man, now we're getting someplace. Take a box, one that rocks. Take a blue horn, New Orleans born. Ah, you take a stick with a lick. Take a bone. Oh, hold the phone. Take a spot, cool and hot. Now you have jazz, 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 jazz. A little don't sound. That's positively therapeutic. Now you has jazz, 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 Messrs. Hall and Young. That's Ed Hall and Trumia. Now you has Messrs. Kyle and Shaw. That's Billy Kyle. Marvel Shaw. Now you has Mr. Barrett Deans. Listen to, well, you know who. Hey, Pops, you want to grab a little of what's left here?
Yeah, Daddy, yeah.
Here we go. If you sail...
I sail in sailing...
Over the sea...
Or will you wait for me?
Take my tip, they're all molded hip in Italy.
Oh, well, Averaduce, as for France...
Oh, I know you're very big there.
Yes, believe it or not...
I do believe, I do indeed.
The Frenchman's all free for what they call leges high.
Put me down, take a plane...
Oh, Babadoosat...
Go to Siam...
Babadoosat...
In Bangkok today, round the clock, oh, well, they all like to jam.
The
Indian song.
Oh, what was it?
The Amazon.
Oh, that.
Beat one bar and all of them are.
Oh, well, gone, man, gone.
From the equator up to the pole. Everybody winging, everybody singing that rock, 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 rock and roll from the east to the west, from the coast to the coast. Jazz is king, cause jazz is the thing the folks dig. That's jazz.
Oh, he's changing weapons. Where's my horn?
Hey, Ray, don't start that. They'll blow you right out of the room.
One more chorus, please.
What can I do for you?
Well, I'd like to show you how to really play this thing.
You look a little shaky there, son. You better sit this one out. We'll get to the volunteers later.
Yeah, well, you don't believe I can play this, huh? Well, I'd like to inform you about one information and piece of fact, that I happen to be the second greatest cornet player in Ogden, Utah.
North second Ogden greatest. Or South Ogden?
You don't think that's much, do you? Well, my father happens to live there, and he's the greatest cornet player in the whole world. Ask anybody.
Jean Gabriel, you're in trouble, player.
Where's the arrangement?
Arrangement? Man, nobody write down Dixieland. You just let it happen.
Well, suppose it happens great one. Suppose it happens great one time, and you'd like it to happen exactly the same way. What do you do then?
Just like tapping a nightingale on the shoulder, saying, "How's that again, Dickie Bird?"
Well, I write it down. I've been.
When the saints go marching in,
go marching in.
When the saints go marching in,
ooh, yeah.
I wanna be,
ooh,
in that number. When the saints go marching in. And when the saints,
oh, when the saints
go marching in,
go marching in, who's gonna play on the day when the saints go marching in?
Well, Louie, I'll explain that now. The mostest and the greatest,
from the oldest to the latest,
gonna play in the band in the great grandstand when the saints go marching in. Louie, what about Brahms?
He laid no bomb.
And Chopin?
Solid man. And Bop, that great old master.
Yeah, that great old master was a gasser.
Yes, but Mozart the most with all he had.
With the symphonies and operas and all that jazz.
Do you dig Rachmaninoff?
On and off.
Rimsky?
Of course. Ravel and Gustav Mahler.
Yeah, but don't forget Fats Waller.
Wouldn't do that. List that's a quiz that you can't resist.
Yeah, yeah, put this on that list.
When the saints go marching in.
Here we go,
when the saints,
oh, when the
saints go marching in.
This cat digging me.
When the saints go marching in.
Face and all.
I want to be in that number. Saint-Saëns,
Saint-Saëns,
and Georges Bizet,
Très Bizet,
Vuitton, Soupe, Massenet,
and Offenbach.
Do you dig him, Jacques?
Very often.
Well, Frère Jacques, I dig you, Jacques.
Massenet and Bizet.
How about Wagner?
Devout.
And Haydn?
Who?
Joseph Haydn.
Who?
Haydn.
We'll let him come out.
Paganini.
Rossini.
Toscanini.
Puccini.
Pacciaturian.
Gozontai.
Thank you. And what's his name?
Mr. Beatles.
And you know that.
Yes, Keith.
Louis Armstrong and Danny Kaye portraying trumpeter Red Nichols doing Five Penny Saints from the 1959 biopic The Five Pennies. Some dialogue from the movie before that, and we started off with Bing Crosby and Louis Armstrong doing Now You Has Jazz from the 1956 MGM musical spectacular High Society. Music now from a soundtrack only recently reissued, a 1966 film titled A Man Called Adam. A Man Called Adam was significant in several respects. It was the first major studio film produced by an African American. It featured a mostly black cast. It gave Sammy Davis Jr. his first starring role. It had a score by composer, arranger, and saxophonist Benny Carter, and civil rights played a part in the movie's theme. The film was directed by the father of future actor Sean Penn and included in its cast Cicely Tyson, Ossie Davis, Peter Lawford, Mel Torme, and Frank Sinatra Jr. Davis portrayed a troubled jazz musician said to have been based on Miles Davis, and Armstrong was the grandfather of Cicely Tyson's character Claudia, a once-famous jazz musician nicknamed Sweet Daddy. Armstrong received second billing in the credits, the highest listing he'd ever received in a fictional film. We'll hear two of his performances from the soundtrack, starting with this one, Louis Armstrong and Someday Sweetheart on Nightlights.
Someday, sweetheart, you may be sorry for what you've done to my poor heart. You may regret the vows you've broken, the things you did that made us drift apart. You happy now, and you can see how the weary blues will ever come to you. Yes, but as you sow, so shall you reap, dear, and what you reap will make you weep someday, sweetheart.
Thank you.
bragging.
Living way back of town, yes. Well, she treated me right. Never let me down. But I wasn't satisfied.
What did you do?
I had to run around.
Just like your daddy.
Now she's gone and left me. I'm worried as could be. Yes, I've searched this world all over, wondering where she could be.
You just haven't looked far enough, Daddy.
I must ask her to forgive me. Maybe she'll come back to me, but I doubt it. Now I'm lonesome and blue, and I've learned a thing or two. Yes, fellas, here's a tip. I'm gonna pass on down to you.
Tell them everything, sweet daddy. Don't leave out nothing.
Never mistreat your woman, because it's gonna bounce right back on you.
And that ain't no stage joke either.
Two songs from the 1966 movie A Man Called Adam that featured Louis Armstrong, Back of Town Blues and Someday Sweetheart. Louis Armstrong's huge 1964 hit Hello Dolly made it almost a no-brainer for the producers of the subsequent 1969 Barbra Streisand vehicle to invite Satchmo in for a cameo. It would be Armstrong's last cinematic appearance, and we'll hear an excerpt, as well as a significant posthumous performance from Pops as well. In 1987, 16 years after Armstrong's death, one of his late-period recordings was used in the Robin Williams film Good Morning Vietnam, contrasted movingly against images of life in that country during the war. What a Wonderful World became a jukebox and airwave staple and extended the breadth of Armstrong's cinematic impact well beyond the mortal limits of his career. It showed, once again, how powerfully his legacy resonates in American culture. We'll hear it now, along with his 1969 meeting with Barbra Streisand and this alternate version of I Got Rhythm from the 1965 Connie Francis movie When the Boys Meet the Girls. Louis Armstrong at the movies on Nightlights.
But that not a loop of the dogs, I guess.
got rhythm, I got music, I got my gal, that's for anything, Bo. I got daisies in green pastures. I've got my gal who could ask for anything more. Old man Troubles, oh, I don't mind him. You won't find him around my door. I got Starlight, I got daisies. I got my gal who could ask for anything more. Who could ask for anything? Oh, yes!
Dolly, this is Louis.
Hello, Louis.
Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong.
I am so glad to be back.
Are you looking swell?
Thank you, Louis.
Dolly, I can tell.
Does it show?
Dolly, you still glowing, you still growing, you still
going strong.
I feel the room.
Beep, 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 boom, boom.
And the band plays one of our favorite songs.
Remember when I remember it
so.
It was my favorite.
Show some snap, fellas. Find an empty love.
Yeah.
Darling, never go away again.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They learn much more. And I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Thank you.
We close with Louis Armstrong doing What a Wonderful World from the 1987 movie Good Morning Vietnam. We also heard him singing Hello Dolly with Barbara Streisand from the 1969 film of the same name, and doing I Got Rhythm from the 1965 movie When the Boys Meet the Girls. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar in Bloomington, Indiana. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Pascash and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead.